Yes,
hello.
Hi. Good afternoon. This is Ivan calling from Local Splash. This is Edward, right?
Yes, sir. We're ready.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Perfect, Anvil. Again, before we begin, I'd like to let you know that this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. And, well, we were on the verifying all the business information that we have for you is correct. So if you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so I can make the necessary change. So your business name is Residential High-End Refrigeration Repair Specialist.
Yes. Well, it's my actual DBA via heating and air conditioning, but I do appliance repairing and refrigeration. So yes, residential high-end refrigeration.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And the address I have on here is 14123 Oval Drive, Whittier, California, 90604.
That is correct.
And is this a home address or an office location?
Home address.
Home address, okay. And are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes, I have a C-20, contractors, certifications, insurance, bonding, all that good stuff.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you. And do you have the license number handy with you right now or no?
Yeah. That number you ready
okay.
for?
Yes, please.
It's a 970-507.
And does this have an expiration date?
Yes, 5/31/26.
Okay, thank you. And with the address that you provided, will you be willing to share this address online, or would you rather just hide it?
Does it make a difference? I'd rather hide it.
Well, it doesn't really make a difference, but most of the clients that I speak, most of the business owners that I speak to, they prefer to hide it, most especially if they're the one that's going to the client's home or customer's home for the service, and there's not like a shop on your home. So that's
it. Yeah, right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And you are able to receive mails at that address, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. And the phone number that your clients will call you at, that's going to be 909-348-3281.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. So this will be the phone number that we will promote, not unless you opt in for our call tracking feature.
Yes.
And the email address that we have here is evilla1205@gmail.com.
That is correct.
Please check your email often, as we will be sending you updates directly to your email.
Okay.
Thank you. And let's talk about a website. Do you have a website?
Yes. It's viarefrigeration.com.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Via, like Victor, V-I-L-L-A.
Uh-huh.
Refrigeration.com, viarefrigeration.com.
Okay, hold on.
My class item is here to start.
So, viarefrigeration.com.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that's VILLAREGERATION.com?
Yes, refrigeration.
It doesn't seem to be pulling up. Is this website up and running?
Yes, on Google. VILLAREGERATION.com.
Give me a second here. Okay, I think I got it. Just give me a second. Okay, I do have it. Thank you. And, well, your website is actually looking pretty good. Would you like us to promote your website as is, or would you like us to create, like, a new one for you?
Well, if it's, yeah, make one. Make it better. The better you guys make, the more we get calls to get.
Well, it is actually better, or it's best if you can actually just promote one website for you. That's like promoting accuracy with your business. But if there's like one or two more websites, that kind of causes confusion to the clients.
Okay.
So that's why we're asking if you want us to just promote your website as is, or if you'd like us to create a new one or a new design for you. Okay, thank you. And, well, something that comes included in your package is the call tracking number. The call tracking number is a Google-endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. It allows you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. So what we do is create another number with a local area code and post it online. With a call tracking number, you'll know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered. You'll then be able to see and play back all those calls afterward so that you can review your prospects and listen again for anything that you may have missed. This also will filter out most types of scam calls or telemarketers. And all the calls are still going to go to your phone number ending in 3281. Would you like us to create one for you at no additional cost?
Sure.
Okay, good. So we will be placing this phone number everywhere online, including the most important websites like Facebook and Google. So we ask you to please not remove it. And if you need to do so, please let us know beforehand so that we can keep everything consistent.
Okay.
And also, since you have your own website, we would also ask you to please change the phone number on your website with a new tracking number that we will create for you so that we can also have consistency with all the other listings that we will promote.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. And would you also like to have a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business?
Is that extra or is that part of the package?
It's not a part of the package, but there's like a one-time payment only. Only one time of $19, $19.
We're good. I'll go with that.
You'll go with that?
I don't want to pay anything. That's
what I'm having a professional custom voice greeting is also essential. It shows your prospects that you are a trusted and branded business. So it's different with a voicemail. So the voicemail voicemail comes after the phone rings and nobody picks up. The greeting comes at the very beginning of the phone call. So whenever clients or potential clients gives the phone number that will give you a call, they will hear this phrase exactly. So they'll hear, "Hi, thank you for calling Residential High-End Refrigeration Repair Specialist. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer." So that's what they will hear at the beginning of the call.
Okay. And if we don't do that, no voicemail?
If you don't do that, then it's going to be like a usual voicemail that they can just hear at the end of the call.
Okay, well, $19?
Yeah, only one time, only for the activation of the professional custom voice.
Okay, let's get it done.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to charge the card on file after this call then.
Okay.
Thank you. And for the... Let's now go over the keywords. Keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business.
Okay.
Just want to clarify, so you do appliance repair, right?
Yeah. Appliance repair, refrigeration, air conditioning, commercial, light residential, light commercial.
AC repair.
Okay, got it. So I did prepare a few keywords here in my end. I'm going to read them to you. Please let me know if these keywords are relevant or if it's not, or if you wish to add or remove some of the keywords that I have here in my end. So I have appliance repair services, home appliance repair, home appliance maintenance, home appliance diagnostic, home appliance parts, microwave oven repair, HVAC services, refrigerator repair, range repair, That's what I have. Do you want to add more to that, or do you want to remove some of the keywords that I have?
No, so we have refrigeration, right?
Refrigeration repairs.
Yeah, I have refrigerator repair. Well, I see on your website you also do dishwasher. I'm going to add dishwasher repair as well. Okay, hold on.
Well, I can sort of think about when they're trying to ask for repairs, what they're typing. Yeah, it sounds about right.
Mini splits, air conditioning.
Yeah, mini splits might be one of them.
Mini splits, okay, not a problem. Mini splits repair.
Well, insulation for those. Yeah.
Insulation, okay, yeah, definitely. Okay. Okay, are you good with those? Do you want to add more?
What else do you have listed there?
Can you go through it one more time with us?
Yeah, so I have appliance repair, appliance installation, appliance repair services, home appliance repair, home appliance maintenance, home appliance diagnostic, home appliance installation, home appliance parts, microwave oven repair, HVAC services, refrigerator repair, range repair, dishwasher repair, mini splits repair and installation, and yeah, that's what I have.
Can we do put built-in? Built-in refrigerator.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
That'll work. You're good with this?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to send you an email with these keywords that we just went over, and if you wish to make any changes, just please respond to the email that we'll send you so that we can make the proper adjustments.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. So the next part of the interview, it's just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you guys online. The first question is there anything unique about the business? Like, do you provide free estimates? Is this family-owned, locally-owned, and operated?
Yeah, it's locally-owned and operated, family-owned. There's no free service call. We charge a service call fee to diagnose, trip charge and diagnostics.
Okay, got it. And what sets you guys apart from your competitors?
30-year factory servicer.
Well, I would say customer service and, customer service.
Okay. And do you guys have a mission statement? Well, actually, on your website, there's a phrase there. It says, welcome to Villa Refrigeration, your trusted partner for exceptional residential appliance repair services. Serving Los Angeles County and Orange County, we specialize in restoring premium appliance to peak performance, ensuring your home functions seamlessly. Can we use that as well?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, good. And how about a tagline or a slogan? Well, on your website as well, it says, we provide the best services. Can we do that? Or do you have anything in mind?
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. And how many years have you been in business? Like, when was the business established?
Established in 2016.
Somewhere around there, 15.
Okay,
and well, how about like the actual years of experience you have in this field? How many years of experience do you have?
32 years.
32 years, okay. And as of the moment, how many people is working with your company? This includes you.
I have two. Me and my dad.
Okay, thank you. And do you mainly do residential only, or do you do a bit of commercial?
No, I do commercial. I do both.
Oh, you do both. Okay.
Yes.
And for your hours of operation, correct me if I'm wrong, you're open every day from 8 to 5?
Yes.
And what are the types of payments that you usually accept?
Venmo, Cash App, Apple Pay, check, Venmo.
About to do credit cards, yeah.
I got the Square, so I can do credit cards.
Okay, cards. How about cash?
Yeah, okay, cash too. It's key.
Okay, how about like Zelle?
Yes.
Okay, so that's Venmo, Cash Apps, Apple Pay, checks, cards, cash, and Zelle.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So now that we've gathered your business information, we have two options for you. Option number one, we will optimize your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. This will be included at no additional cost. Option number two, we can list your business in up to 100 additional directory listings. Which option do you prefer?
Repeat that?
Yeah. Option number one, we will optimize your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. This will be included at no additional cost. Option number two, we can list your business in up to 100 additional directory listings.
Well, what's the catch there, more?
I don't really know the exact amount for the extra cost for option number two. Just option number one then.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you. So let's now talk about Google Business Profile. So the business itself is located in Whittier, California. I'm going to ask you for at least 10 cities, or not at least. I'm going to ask you for 10 cities that we can target. This already includes Whittier.
Okay, so we have to do Orange County, so I'm going to need a Newport, Costa Mesa, Irvine, Laguna Beach, Dana Point.
Sorry, give me a second. I'm actually looking at the map to make sure I spelled this correctly.
Orange County, South County. Or North County, South County.
Well, we actually will need cities, 10 cities, because for counties, that's like consisting of a few cities. And well, the reason why we are asking for 10 cities is because, there's something about Google's algorithm that if we put more than 10 cities for the cities that we'll target, the search result doesn't actually provide us with the accurate result. And we noticed that if we just provide 10.
Okay, I got 10 cities, right?
Yeah, 10 cities. So I have Whittier, Newport, Costa Mesa, Irvine.
Laguna Hills, Laguna Beach, Mission Viejo, Mission Viejo and Laguna Niguel.
I'm sorry, say that again. What's after Laguna Beach?
Laguna Beach will be Laguna Niguel and Ladera Ranch.
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you properly.
Aliso Viejo. Laguna Niguel, and Ladera Ranch.
Hold on. I'm not really sure how to spell those. Can you spell those out for me, please?
Yes. Laguna Niguel, Laguna, L-A-G-U-N-A, and then Niguel, N-I-G-U-E-L.
Okay.
And then Ladera Ranch, L-A-D-E-R-A, Ranch.
Okay.
And do you have Mission Viejo?
I don't have that.
Yeah, it's M-I-S-S-I-O-N, Viejo, V-I-E-J-O.
Okay, let me just count how many we have. Whittier, Newport, Costa Mesa, Irvine, Laguna Hill, Laguna Beach, Laguna Niguel, Ladera Ranch, Mission Diego. We can add one more.
About Lake Forest.
Sorry, Lake Forest?
Yes.
Okay, definitely. So that's 10.
Yerba Linda and Anaheim Hill.
Which one should we remove?
Let me take out one of them down here. I would take care, get rid of,
Yerba Linda,
No, get rid of Whittier. And give me
No, we cannot get rid of Whittier because that's the address that you have for the business.
Mesa. Get rid of Costa Mesa and give me Yerba Linda.
Yerba Linda. Okay, can you spell that out for me as well, please?
Y-O-R-B-A and then Linda, L-I-N-D-A.
Okay. You said you want to add Anaheim?
Yeah, Anaheim Hills.
Anaheim Hill. Okay, which one should we remove?
Well, I'll just keep it like that. Just keep the way it is.
Okay, not a problem. So this 10 cities that you provided, this will be the 10 cities that we will target. We will make sure that whenever people in general searches for the services that you provide, we'll make sure that you would appear on the first page on search results.
All right.
And then if we ever wanted to target different cities, could we connect with you guys again and reset cities if we so choose?
Yeah, definitely. You can always let us know, call us, and we can update the cities that you want to target. Okay, and do you know if you have an existing Google Business profile?
Yeah, I think I got my guy did one for me. That's how I got the Google website.
Okay, because I tried searching for the business itself in Google. I did not actually find one. Is it named Villa Refrigeration or
it's
the full name of residential?
Well, my business actual DBA is VIA Heating and Air Conditioning.
So, VIA Heating and?
Air Conditioning. VIA Heating and Air Conditioning.
And Air Conditioning, okay. So, that's the name that is in your Google Business Profile?
Yeah. Or VIA Refrigeration is one.
Hold on, I'm trying to locate your business in Google. Just give me a second. I don't actually see that in Google.
Or via refrigeration, there you go.
Okay, I tried VIA Heating and Air Conditioning. It did not give me any result. Let me try VIA Refrigeration. Yeah, I don't also see that. Well, it's also kind of different because if you search for your business on Google, it would definitely show. However, I'm looking at the map section. That's where your Google business profile is. Do you know if you would appear on search results in Google? Like on the map side?
Oh, I got a QR code scan card. But that takes straight to my Google feed.
Are you referring to, like, if someone was to, like, look us up on a map, then we would come up when we, like, if you were looking for a direction on Google Maps or, like, to, like, find direction somewhere, would we come up, are you asking?
Yes, something like that. Yes, correct.
I don't think we do. At least, like, when
okay.
I first look at it.
Yeah, because I tried searching for the business with the names that you provided, I did not find one. And on the map section is where you'd usually see businesses who has a Google business profile. And that Google business profile is what we'll use to optimize so that we can put your guys on the first page on search results. So if there's none, then we can create one for you guys. And we will optimize it as well. and we will need your help in regards with verifying your Google business profile. So Google will require one or two verifications, and they will determine the verification method. Verification is very important to show your business on Google search and maps. Verifications will be done using either video, phone, email, or postcard, and we will require your assistance and cooperation during this process. Video verification has the highest likelihood to occur. And as you guys are the business owner, it's important that you do this process by uploading a video showing your location, equipment, and proof of management. We will provide you instructions and the requirements via email. And do you guys have...
You want us to videotape the truck, our license plate, and all that? Or?
Yeah, those are the requirements that we'll need so that we can verify your Google business profile. If you've seen the email, just please respond to that same email with the photos that's requested.
So you want photos and video?
The photos is for the verification. I mean, for the verification of your Google business profile, and the video is from Google itself. Yeah. So Google itself will verify you using the video, and once your Google business profile is created, then they will need to verify it as well with us. Then that's the use of the photos.
Okay.
Okay, right. And do you guys have any business cards or any signages?
Yes, we have business cards.
Okay, that's great, because it will also greatly help with the chances of success with video verification. And please have those readily available with everything else when it comes time to do your video verification.
Okay.
And well, in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you'll receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter yourself on the client dashboard. And if you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video. We'd recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. And please make sure that you're on a location with a stable internet connection, so that way there are no interruptions. And also, it's highly unlikely that the postcard method is used, but just in case it's used by Google, it's also important for the optimization process with Google that you start checking your mail for the PV code 3 days after we send it and every day after. It looks like a postcard or junk mail. Please be diligent about checking for the postcard, warn whoever is checking the mail to look for it, and let us know the code immediately once received. We'll also call you on a regular basis to follow up with this code until you receive it. So please be aware that you need to answer our calls to the phone number on file. We'd also really appreciate your full cooperation with this as well.
Okay, so when are they going to send down those requirements? Do I just got to send them to the email I got already?
Yes, since you already received the email, just respond to that email with the photos that's requested. But for the video, Google will be the one that's going to reach out to you directly.
All right, I'll take care of that.
Okay, thank you. And well, here in Local Splash, we have a new feature, and that's to create weekly recurring posts on behalf of your business. Posts are a great way to get attention in real estate in Google, as well as improve optimization. You'll be able to edit, preview, or delete this scheduled post anytime in your client dashboard. Would you like to opt in this program? This is completely for free and a very good thing.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. And well, let's talk about Yelp. Do you guys have a Yelp page?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have access to it?
Yes.
Okay, that's perfect. So we'll need, or well, we also do Yelp optimization. So for us to optimize your Yelp page, we will need you to add SS admin to your existing Yelp page. And I'm going to send you an email with the steps on how to add SS admin to your Yelp page so that we can also optimize it.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay, and how about the Facebook business page? Do you guys have one?
All right. And can you send me an email of the areas, of the zip codes of the areas I gave you?
Yeah, certainly. We'll send you, we'll actually send you with the details of everything that we have so that you guys can check it and make some changes if needed.
All right, that'll work.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a Facebook business page?
I don't have a Facebook one yet. But I have a Facebook though.
Okay, not yet. Well, you do have Facebook ads listed as one of the products in your package with us. Will you or would you like us to create a Facebook business page for you?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to create a Facebook, or we will be creating a Facebook business page for you guys. And well, how about like a personal Facebook profile? Do you have one?
Yes.
I'm gonna need the link to your personal profile so that we can add you as admin or owner to the Facebook page that we will create. I'm gonna send you an email asking you for your personal profile link so that we can add you as admin or owner to your Facebook business page. Okay, well, since you do have Facebook ads listed as one of the products in your package with us, will you be able to send us specific images to use on your ads?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And what call to action would you like for your ad campaign? Would you like direct calls, a Facebook form fill, or a Facebook Messenger?
Awesome. Hello, hello?
Yeah, hello?
Can you go over those options one more time?
Yeah, definitely. So for your Facebook ads, would you like to do direct calls, Facebook form fill, or Facebook Messenger?
What was that second one you said?
Facebook form fill. The form fill allows potential clients to fill in a form in Facebook, and once the information is complete, it will be sent to you guys via email or SMS in real time.
Okay, so Facebook has a form for people to fill out so that we can get their information and connect with them?
Yes, correct.
And that was meant to choose one of the three options, or is this all provided?
Yeah, only one option.
Okay, and can you go over the two other options? Sorry, we have a little background on it.
Yeah, not a problem. So the other two is calls, so direct calls, and the other one is Facebook Messenger.
Okay. So what was direct calls? Could you go through that one time?
Well, for direct calls, it's just like a direct call directly from your ad. So once potential customers click on your ad, they will be routed to call you guys directly.
All right. So Ed, do you want people to go through Facebook, type out like what they need, send it to you, we get their information, we call them back and schedule something, or do you want direct calls where they click on the advertisement, they get your phone number, they call you directly, we handle it that way? And I think there's a third one, you said Facebook Messenger, so we relay through Facebook Messenger, and that's how we get customers through that end, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So we have to choose one of the three. Do you want direct calls going straight to you? Do you want it to be where Facebook people fill out forms and they contact you afterwards and then shoot them back a time for us to show up or estimate? Direct calls, I think it might be the best. Well, this is just for us to get connected with them. Right, sir?
Yes, that's correct.
This is just our way of, I think, okay. So you want to do direct calls? We'll just do direct calls.
Okay. Got it. So we'll do direct calls for you then. So with call selected, you'll receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click to call you directly from your Facebook ad. The number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook Ads tab. However, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller.
Okay.
And
okay.
And well, just in case we need to get in touch with you guys, like for follow-ups or something, so we'll need to call you. Do you guys have any preferred day or time that we can reach out to you, or are you okay with us contacting you anytime we are open? We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Is that okay for any time? Yeah, anytime.
Okay, and do you guys have a logo?
Yeah, we have a logo.
Okay, that's perfect. We will also ask you to send us a copy of your logo image via email. We'll send you a separate email for photos. You can just attach the logo to that email.
Okay, we'll go through all the emails and make a checklist, and we'll go through all of them. And then if we have any questions, we'll definitely touch base with you guys. But, yeah.
Okay, we're almost done. Just a few more, more minutes. I'm just going to read a few lines for you guys. So you will be receiving a few emails from us in the next few days. And as I mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email. Please review them. If you want to make any changes or add any other keywords, just please go ahead and reply to my email with the changes that you want. You'll also receive a photos email. If you have pictures of your completed work, we can use this for your Google Business Profile. You can add up to 20 pictures on the email. Just make sure that they follow the criteria on the meaning, that they have good quality. And since you do have a logo, please send that over as well. And we'll temporarily use high quality stock photos for the website. And I mean, for your Google Business Profile. And if any images you provided are low quality and we feel won't best represent your business, then stock photos will be used. Keep in mind that they are general photos related to your industry. So if you see any photos that may not apply, let us know and we'll remove or replace them with other images. And all of our photos are copyright protected. So if you get any emails or calls in regards to copyright issues with photos, please let us know before answering any inquiries. And you should have received an email with login credentials to the client dashboard. So the client dashboard will allow you to track and manage the company's online performance. It's mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. The client dashboard will show you guys how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories that will list your business on. And you'll also receive the call tracking email. This will allow you to see the number that we have chosen for you to promote, as well as where to view the reporting for the call tracking number. You'll be able to track and manage your phone calls, block any unnecessary calls, and manage any calls that will benefit your business. So
yeah,
now let me tell you more about the time frame. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I was looking at your guys' app, the local Splash app, and how pretty much we don't use our own SMS anymore. We go through there to check in with people, so it pretty much all sends up our business into one app, opposed to like answering SMS all the time. At least that's where the calls will be going.
Okay, yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, but go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Oh, okay. So now let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. With Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We'll also submit your business information and the content we created to directories, and we'll optimize your Google Business Profile once it's verified. You should see results within 45 to 60 days. Don't forget you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content. And as all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence, it can also result in all types of calls, service requests, competitors, along with others. So any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare and Networks requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google Business Profile, those are all scam calls. So if you have any questions, please give us a call before responding to any questionable requests that you may receive. And for the item that was discussed earlier, for the $19 professional custom voice recording, do I have your authorization to charge the card today?
You authorized for them charging the card today? So can you go over what the charges are going to be for, just so we're clear?
Just $19 for the professional custom voice recording, the greeting that we discussed with Edward earlier.
Okay, so they're just going to charge you $19 for that greeting, for that phone number. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. And well, as we get close to finishing up with this call, we'd like to follow up with you guys in 3 weeks to touch base and just see how your account is progressing. 3 weeks from now, that's March 19th. Is that a good day for us to give you guys a call?
Yeah, March 19th, yep.
Okay, should we do the same time, 11 a.m., or do you prefer it earlier?
We'll try early.
Early, about like 9 a.m.?
Yeah, 9 p.m., 9:10.
9:10,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'm also going to add you guys to the calendar invite so that you'd receive a reminder when we'll give you a call.
Okay.
So this actually concludes our interview. Well, thank you guys for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. Do you have any other questions that I'm able to help you out with?
Yep, no, we'll get that, all those pictures ready for you guys.
Okay, thank you. And after 5 to 7 days, please review all of the information that has been submitted, and please let us know if anything needs to be changed so that we can complete them as soon as possible. Our client support phone number is 877-635-6225. That's the phone number that I'm calling from right now. You can reach to us via phone calls, emails, text messages, or live chat, and you'll also receive this contact information by email, so please do not hesitate to reach us if you have any questions. And please look out for emails and text messages with updates from us within the next couple of days. We'll also call you in a few weeks to update you and review the progress of your campaign. Once again, Local Splash wants to thank you for your business, and we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. We value your business. I hope you enjoy the rest of the day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.